Living now, not then. Living now, not then. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Living now, not then. It's so easy for us to live in other ways than living now. Living now is something that takes very definite training. It takes very definite awareness on our part to live now. Because our habit, and our habit is well-grained and well-grounded in us, our habit is to live otherwise, to live the past, to live the future, but not to live now. No. Why is it that we don't live the now? Because the past has already been done, and we've got a good picture on that. We've got a good handle on that. We understand what that's all about. And the future is a dream, and we're into that too also. But to live in the now, to look at this moment and say, this is a good moment. This is a good moment. This is a good opportunity for me to be myself and have fun. Now, to do that takes every single moment of our life saying, I like me. To do that takes every single moment of our life saying, all is in divine order now. To do that is to say that no matter what experiences we're going through, there is a divine order, and that divine order is there. And when I direct my attention to that divine order, then that divine order is mine. Now, do I want to direct my attention to that divine order? Do I want to be myself and have fun and be the kind of person that I would be delighted to be in the company of? Do I really want to do that? This is something we ask ourselves again and again and again. And we come up to the same silly answer that later I'll think about the now. Later I'll think about the present instant. Later. And, of course, later never comes. Because later is always the now, and the past is always the now whenever we think about it. So what sort of things are we going to think about for our now? Are we going to think that all things are in divine order now? Are we going to think that we live in our absolutely perfect, magnificent spirit, mind, and body? Our spirit is perfect. You can't get around that. Our mind is perfect. It came out of that obviously wonderful spirit. It's a wonderful experience. And our body is the thought that we have about it. So I think that my body is whole and perfect. I think that every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I think that my body functions according to my thought every moment of my life. And as I hold such thoughts, as I think such thoughts, as I know such thoughts for myself, that's what I experience. And what is it that I do? We've spoken on this often. What is it that I do when I get a little upset with myself? Well, I become peaceful. When I get upset with my body, I become peaceful. I release the tensions, release the anxiety, release all of those attitudes that were saying that there's a problem there. And I am peaceful. Now, to be peaceful is something beautiful, something wonderful, something that many people do all the time. Really, really, that's true. And many people don't do all the time. And the reason that many people don't do it all the time is because they look at appearances in life and they say, that's a bad appearance and that's an unhappy appearance and that's not a good appearance. And as they look at it, they name it and claim it, they empower it to be exactly what they say it is. Now, if you look at every appearance in life, if I look at every appearance in life and I say, it is good and very good, and I don't want to hear about the negative things, I don't want to hear about the unhappy things, is that what you want to experience? Is that what you want to have? Is that what may have come and gone? What is it that you want to experience? What you want to experience is a feeling that all is in divine right order. What you want to experience is that you are the master of your thought. You are the master of every thought that goes through your mind, every attitude that goes through your mind. And it's the thoughts that make us feel good or make us feel sad. It's the thoughts that make us feel successful or make us feel not successful. It's just a matter of our thoughts. What thought do you have today for yourself? What thought do I have today for myself? I go around saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And the more I say I like me, the better I feel about myself. And if I have any little tinge in my body that says, hey, it doesn't feel too good, it immediately rights itself when I say, I like me. It immediately puts itself in perfect divine order when I say, I like me. It's so simple and so definite and so wonderful. But any time I bring up a negative, any time I bring up something that is not pleasant, any time I recognize a problem, then I endorse that problem. And give that problem all the power in the world to be by my attention. Rather, if I look at what might be a problem and I find its solution quickly, and then I dwell upon the solution, then the solution manifests. The solution has to manifest because the problem is a problem. You had an anxiety, and the solution to that anxiety is more anxiety. Oh, yes. And so you give it more anxiety and more anxiety. But if the solution to your anxiety and my anxiety is peace, then I give my attention to peace, not anxiety. I give my attention to love, not tension. I give my attention to peace and joy and harmony and goodness, and that is my reality. My reality is where my attention is. My reality is where I think I am. My reality is who I know that I am. And who I know that I am is quite a wonderful thing. Who I know that I am is quite a harmonious experience. Who I know that I am is something pretty wonderful to be. Now, am I ready to be who I am? Am I ready? Oh, but I've got to hang on to those bad thoughts of the past because they belong to me. No, they don't. They belong to the past. And they don't even belong there. Don't give them life. Give good thoughts life. And as you give these good thoughts life, then your life will be filled with good thoughts. You'll be a success in every way. You'll be wonderful in every way when your life is filled with good thoughts. No matter what experiences you have had in your past, it may have been a cold, it may have been an illness, it may have been unhappiness of any kind. You put the cause in motion of the result, the solution. And what is the solution? I like me. It has nothing to do with anything that's past. I like me is in the now. It's in the present tense. It's in the here. I like me. I like me. And when I say I like me, everything comes forth roses for me. When I say I like me, everything comes up peaches and cream. And I say, of all the people in my world, I say of all my students and all my friends, I say of all the people in my whole world that I know and many that I don't even know, I say all is in divine order. You're living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body now. Your world is filled with peace and harmony and goodness. Why? Because my thought about you in your world is filled with peace and love and harmony. Because my thought about me, about you, about anything in my world is filled with peace and love and harmony. When I think about a race that's going on in Ascot in London with the Queen sitting there, what do I think? I think that she is happy. Oh, it's her racetrack, it's her activity, it's her event. She tells exactly anybody and everybody what to do, and she is totally in charge. She's the boss. Now, that's her little kingdom, and her big kingdom is the kingdom of England. Yes, but every kingdom we have, little or big, we take charge. And when the Queen takes charge of Ascot, it becomes so beautifully done. When the Queen takes charge of her country, it becomes so beautifully done. When you and I take charge of our lives, it is so beautifully done. We say all is in divine order now. We say all is peaceful, all is harmony, all is good. And as we say these things, we demonstrate these things in our life. We demonstrate these things in our world. We demonstrate these things in whatever we do because we are happy people. We are joyful people. We are good people. We are beautiful people. We are divine people. Today, establish for yourself that you're in charge of your life. You're in charge of every circumstance you think about. And your life is good and very good, and you think about everything that's good and very good for your life. You think about the positive for your life. We teach positive thinking. We teach positive living. We teach positive being. Be yourself and have fun. And whoever yourself is, you can be sure it is good and very good. It is the highest and best for you and all in your world. And how wonderful that is. Put these causes in motion for you, for living a happy life, because you certainly would like to have ice cream rather than poison to eat. And some people think that ice cream is poison. But you'd rather have something that's tasty and delicious and beneficial for you than something not. And so you concentrate on those things. You concentrate on the good. And you manifest the good in your life, and you bring it forth in your world, and you are the happiest guy in the universe. Oh, I know you are, because I am, and I'm thinking about you. And every thought I think about you is a happy, joyous, magnificent thought. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.